Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Well, this is straight out of the 70s classic rock hit book, Boston, More Than a Feeling. Thanks to Brian Griffiths for the music. We appreciate it. We'll hear from Calvin Bruton here shortly. And momentarily, at about 5:40, we'll talk to Ted Woodward, our friend and the new public address voice for Wichita State basketball, replacing the late Don Hall. That news just announced here a few minutes ago, so good for Ted. We feel terrible about what happened with Don Hall, but Ted Woodward will do a fantastic job in his stead as the public address voice for Wichita State basketball. Did you get to partake in a lot of Shocker basketball?
I did. That's definitely my favorite part of the job so far. Just, you can't beat Koch Arena. You know, over 10,000 seats full, everyone making so much noise. It was a blast.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of been that way. So we look forward. Now I read a report. They're estimating the basketball season beginning November 24th or December 1st.
Okay.
That's kind of where we're looking. I saw that on a Jeff Goodman tweet. Calvin Bruton joins us from Australia. Hey, Cal.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
You're on with me and Taylor today, and I'm always curious to get your thoughts about a variety of subjects, but especially what we have going on over here now with the NBA and the games that were boycotted yesterday and today, and it looks like tomorrow, and some Major League Baseball teams sitting it out, and even teams in the National Hockey League not playing in their playoffs. So what do you make of it all, Cal?
Well, you know, obviously in light of what's happening, you know, in the U.S., particularly this latest shooting of Jacob, that to me just kind of lit the fuse again after 3 months ago, you know, with George Floyd. So I see the players, the athletes who have a very broad platform to stand on are making a huge statement. And, you know, obviously when they make that kind of statement, it affects a lot of lives financially. You know, there's, you know, the average workers that are working around those arenas. But now, of course, there's no people in the stands, so they've already been out of work. But the owners are now having to pay out of their pockets and lose money, as well as the players and everyone around that. So I think what they're trying to do is say, hey, our voice matters. And you have to listen. We got to stop this. Enough is enough. And just to see that video footage of the young man with his kids in the car, you know, that has to be one of the worst of the worst that I've seen in my lifetime. You know, so and I think in order to keep this voice live, you can't keep talking. You got to show action. And I believe that's what they've done.
Former Shocker basketball player Cal Bruton, our guest Taylor.
And how do you think that this momentum will continue? I mean, it's so disheartening, you know, like you were saying, George Floyd just a few months ago, and now this. The NBA players came back to really spark this movement, and it just seems like we keep taking steps backwards. Just how do you think this What do you think needs to happen for this to kind of just keep moving forward?
Taylor, I think it has to be, as it was with George Floyd, it has to be a global voice, you know, and I think what Bob mentioned earlier about the soccer, the hockey, you know, our athletes are really our pride and joy. I know here in Australia, you know, many people are upset because they just started to get back into playoff mode and watching the games, and a couple of them were thrillers. But now they're saying, no, we're walking off. You guys understand what we're actually all about. This is bigger than basketball. This is bigger than sport all around. And I think that has to be sustained over a period of time. And, of course, when the snowball starts rolling down the hill and the money side of things start to take effect, because, as you know, these owners took millions of dollars in the coffers of these politicians and their campaigns and everything like that, all of a sudden they're not prepared to do that because, you know, their business is now starting to hemorrhage. And I think if that continues in that vein, then I believe that sustainability will make a difference, because then people want to stand up and take note when it affects their pocketbook.
Calvin Bruton, our guest, you mentioned that the fuse has been lit, and I thought that was an interesting way to put it, and I agree. The problem is that the fuse keeps getting put out and that it doesn't have sustainability, and that we have not – we may have made inroads, we may have made progress, but we certainly haven't solved racial injustice and racism in America or in other places in the world. Is it solvable? Can the fuse ignite?
Well, it comes down to, you know, as everyone's doing over there, you got to vote. You got to vote. There's no question for me looking from outside in. You know, I've been an Australian citizen since 1982. You know, I had to renounce my U.S. citizenship in order to take up the Australian citizenship at the time so I could be a representative for the Australian basketball team. And then looking back on that now, and I look and say, well, was that a good decision for me? I feel fortunate, yes, because as all my friends back in the U.S. and my family, and they look at me and, wow, you guys, you know, you look like you clear of this sort of frustration. And we're not. We got Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here, young kids in custody that die, you know, yearly, like thousands. You know, hundreds, I'm sorry, hundreds. But looking at it from the outside in over there, the only way to make a difference is the action. And, you know, no matter how you protest, you know, and obviously looking at the high-profile guys who have money and they can afford to stand up on their own, but as they pretty clearly stated, they live in fear every day. And particularly, I can relate to those fellas being in the bubble and their families all alone back at their homes. And they still trying to represent. It would be a hard thing to ask. But the only way this is going to happen in the right way is to vote, I believe, and stop looking at the country where I see it is totally divided. It is a black-white scene right now. You know, anytime a young white kid can walk down the street with an assault rifle over his shoulder, his hands up in the air, and you can see a black man walking to his car with his kids and see him get shot 7 times in the back, and you look at that contrasting picture and you go, like, is that right? And the president doesn't even make a comment on it? Like, come on. Like, that's just flat-out ridiculous.
How frustrating.
And demeaning.
Just how frustrating is it to be on the outside looking in and seeing this happen overseas, and just how unsettling is that?
It's a bad example. Very unsettling, you know, and particularly when I look, you know, I FaceTime my family at least once a week over there. I have a sister that's albino, that's intellectually handicapped. I remember in the 60s walking her to school, and this is the black side telling me to let go of the white girl hand. You know, and then I see her having to stay in lockdown. You know, it's bad enough we're dealing with that pandemic, and we've been handling it a lot better than you guys.
Yeah.
But to see that on top of what's going on with just killing black men for no reason, unarmed. That is totally frustrating and very concerning. Well, you know, if we would come through the Martin Luther King era where we, you know, we preached about the nonviolence. And then you get totally frustrated and seeing, you know, someone else just allowed to, as I mentioned, that kid run down, walk down the street after shooting two people or killing two people and shooting a third, able to walk down the street with a rifle. If that was a black guy walking down the street, he is gunned down on the spot. I'm talking major gunned down with a lot of policemen. You're not walking down the street as a black man with a rifle around your shoulder. That's a death sentence. But yet still, a young white American can walk down the street and do that after he done shot and killed two people.
Calvin Bruton, who has made a career in basketball and in activism, and it's always interesting to talk to you and your viewpoints on a variety of subjects. Your years at Wichita State, 1972 through 1976, you witnessed as a New Yorker, as you kind of alluded to, a lot of civil unrest in the 60s as you were growing up. Here we are in 2020. That's heartbreaking for me that we're still encountering as much of this as we are. And that's kind of why I ask you, can we ever get to a point where that fuse that we light actually leads to permanent improvement? Do you still have hope? Cal, you're about my age. Do you find yourself hopeful, or do you just throw your hands up and say, it's probably not going to happen in my lifetime?
No, Bob, never give up. I have a grandson. I have 6 kids and 7 grandkids now. And my grandson put out an acronym on Bruton, and he was only 10 years old at the time. And he said, Pop, I want you to have a look at this, because this is what, you know, I believe it should be all about. And the B was to be kind to others. You know, that don't cost you nothing. And that's why I always keep hope, because, you know, kindness and love is what we should be all about. The R, which is a key word, everybody uses it. It's about respect. Respect for yourself, respect for your people, you know, respect the authority, you know, and authority has to respect the public. That's what they're there to do, protect and serve, in case we're talking about the police. The U, again, doesn't cost you anything, to use your manners. Yes, please, thank you, excuse me, pardon. That kind of de-escalates a lot of stuff straight away by just using your manners. The T, you got to trust. Key word, if that police officer walking behind a guy and he's going to his car and you got a gun out, you got to trust in yourself and in him that there's a better way to do this, all right? And particularly if you got help around you. I would have tackled the guy. I would have even hit him with the butt of the gun or something, you know, to kind of throw him off balance, whatever. But you got to trust. And we believe you trust in your faith, in your God that you believe in. The O, own your mistakes. You know, we're going to make enough of them. But if you own up to them and then try to fix them and be the best possible person you can be, then you got a chance. If you own it. I know I made a mistake in Wichita, a real big, costly one. I owned it. I learned from it. And I've come over here to create a better opportunity for my family and myself. And the N, as you alluded to right at the beginning of the question, is do you have any hope and do you believe that this can have any change? You can never give up on that. You have to believe in your dreams. You have to believe that the world is going to be a better place. You know, young Lewis, who just passed away, you know, he was all about that. You just have to, you have to dream big. And if you do that and you follow, and not so much in the exact word, but you follow that Bruton acronym, and starting with the B, just being kind, you don't even have situations like that. So that's my take on it. Just don't give up on your dreams.
Calvin, thank you. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime, Bob. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.
Calvin Bruton. I knew we'd get some good insight from Calvin. He is an amazing guy, one of my favorite all-time Shockers. And happy to have him. Ted Woodward will join us next. He is the new public address announcer for Wichita State home basketball games. That announced just a few minutes ago. We'll get with Ted next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.